There's a hadith, al-aynu haq, the evil eye is true. And the Prophet, if you look at him, he was somebody that was very much engaged in getting rid of superstition, right? I mean, when the moon eclipsed, the Arabs believed that if a moon eclipsed, it meant a great person died. And it eclipsed the day that his son died, Ibrahim, the moon eclipsed. It was a perfect opportunity for somebody who was a charlatan to get a lot of... And people actually became Muslim that day because they said it, you know, the moon eclipsed for his son. He went out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and announced to the people, the moon is a sign of Allah, the sun is a sign of Allah, and they don't eclipse for anyone. So he dispelled that superstition. So part of his teaching was really to dispel superstition. So when he said, al-aynu haqqun, and it's a sahih hadith, he's telling us that there's something real in the world called the evil eye. And people should take it seriously. It's not a joke. And in English you say, if looks could kill, right? People have a sense of when somebody's looking at them. And there's psychic power with looks, you know? So anyway, the hadith says that hasad will eat, يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُرَ النَّارَ الْحَطَبُ, just like fire eats dry wood. And the reason for that is because when you have hasad, and he explains it here, right? He said, وَرْسِمْ بِحُبِّكَ زَوَادَ النِّعْمَةِ عَنْ غَيْرِكَ الْحَسَدَ تُحْسِنْ رَسْمًا. Describe your desire for someone's loss of their blessing as envy, and you'll have correctly described it. So, if you desire somebody to lose a blessing that they have, that means that you're envious. It could be anything. It could be a house, a car, a job. Somebody got a promotion over you and you wish they lose their job. They do a bad job so they get fired and you get the position. Or just so they get fired. Somebody gets, has a husband that you envy and you wish, you don't think she deserves him. And you wish she got lost her husband, or a wife, something like that. These type things. Envy is many, many variations of it. But ultimately, it's the idea of loss of ni'mah. And a ni'mah, which comes from an Arabic word, na'imah, which has to do with softness. It's the opposite of difficulty, right? Softness. So ni'mah are things that make life easier. Is a ni'mah. Now, obviously, there could be a ni'mah hidden in a ni'mah and a ni'mah hidden in a ni'mah. And they say it's a blessing in disguise, right? In this culture, in English, we say it's a blessing in disguise. In other words, you don't see the blessing, but it's there. Every cloud has a silver lining. These type things indicate you have to be careful with what's a blessing and what's not a blessing. So a ni'mah is something that Allah gives, and Allah's name is Al-Mun'im. He's the giver of ni'mah. If Allah gives a person a blessing and you wish they lose that blessing, what you're basically saying is Allah was wrong to give that blessing to that person. In other words, you are judging Allah's wisdom in placing a blessing with somebody else. And one of my favorite stories is, and some people heard this, but Al-Asma'i radiallahu anhu, He used to travel all these desert camps to collect words and things. And he was at one Bedouin's tent. And the Bedouin, the women come in, serve and sit. It's part of Bedouin culture then and now. And this man had a very beautiful wife, and he was incredibly ugly. And when the man went out to like sacrifice the sheep for Al-Asma'i, he couldn't resist saying to this woman, how did you end up with this? How did such a beautiful woman like you end up with such an ugly man like that? And the woman said to Al-Asma'i, and Al-Asma'i, he's relating the story, so he's that type of person. The woman said to him, اتَّقِلَّا, you know, have taqwa of Allah, fear of Allah. She said, لَعَلِّهُ أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي وَنَا جَزَاؤُهُ. Maybe he did good things with his Lord and I'm his reward. لعلي سأت إلى ربي وهو عقابي. Or maybe I did some bad things and he's my punishment. So the point being, Al-Asma'i was saying, you know, Allah has a hikmah and you don't know what the hikmah is. So you have to be very careful when you are looking, what's that doing there? Or why is that person with that person? Or, right? So Allah is al-mun'im. He's the giver of blessing. And if you question the ni'mah, then you're questioning the giver of the ni'mah. And that's why Allah hates it. And that's why shaitan was disobedient to Allah. And the difference between shaitan and Adam alayhi salam is Adam, when he made his mistake, he made tawbah. And the hasood doesn't make tawbah. The hasood is unable because part of his problem is kibar. Right? He doesn't feel somebody's worthy and he's worthy. That's takabbur. I'm better than him. He doesn't deserve what he has. And that type of person, they can't make tawbah. It's hard for them to admit they're wrong. So they don't turn away from their hasad. Right? They don't actually turn away from it. So then he says, بِحَيْثُ لَوْ أَمْكَنَتْكَ حِيلًا تُزِيلُهَا أَعْمَلْتَ تِلْكَ الْحِيلًا. So he says, he means by hasad that really, in other words, if you were able through some ruse to eliminate it yourself, you would do so. You'd utilize that thing to eliminate the hasad. What that means is that the Sharia definition of hasad is because there's a hadith, la yaslam al-mu'min min thalath. The mu'min will never be safe from three things. And hasad is one of them. Dhan and tiyara are the other two, which he'll get to. Hasad is one of the things that no mu'min will ever be safe from. In other words, it's going to emerge in the heart. You're going to see something and you're going to wish you had it that somebody else has. Right? So the cure for it is لا تبغي. إذا حسدت فلا تبغي. The hadith says, if you have envy, don't harm. Don't oppress the person. And this is why, as long as you won't do something that causes that person to lose the blessing, then it doesn't go under the category of hasad that is harmful. In other words, that eats your hasanat up. The hasad that eats your hasanat up is the hasad that you would actually do something if you were able to cause them to lose that blessing. وَالْعِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And then he says, أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَتْ مَخَافَةُ صَمَدْ عَنْهَا تَصُدُّكَ فَرَسْتَ ذَا حَسَدْ. If your fear of Allah causes you not to want to do that thing, in other words, to harm the person, then that's not hasad that's going to harm you. But if you could, you would. That is dangerous. And then he said, "Fima taraja hujjat al-Islami min fadli dhil jalali wa ikrami." In other words, that's what the Imam Al-Ghazali radiallahu anhu said about hasad. So that's his judgment, how he distinguished it. That's where that's coming from. And then he says, قال إمام الغزالي ومن كرهه حتى كأن يمقت نفسه له برئ من أداء ما لزمه أما الدواء فعمر بضد مقتضى الهوى. He says, Imam al-Ghazali said, if you hate it so that you despise that part of yourself that's causing you to envy, then that means that you're not an envious person. So hating the experience in yourself of envy is a sign that you're not an envious person. And this again is recognizing that you have a nafs and you have a ruh, which are really the same thing.